welcome to You, Me, and Web3 Shorts, the spin-off podcast from You, Me, and Web3, where we meet with Web3 industry leaders and discuss the latest goings-on in the industry in a nice, easy, and digestible format. Today, we have Giovanni Urella and Fred Hsu with us, just two of the names behind the Club 3 exclusive members club. And a huge welcome to you both. And can we start in traditional style with you, Gio, and find out a little bit about your career today and just inform the listeners with what you've been up to?
So yeah, I'm Giovanni Urella. I go by Gio. I've been with Planet Hollywood for about 15 years now in various roles, but I'm kind of in a partnership and alliances role currently. And we've been working on this Meta Hollywood and this this branch of Club 3 for about a year now. So we're excited, you know, obviously, over the coming weeks to get to the sale of the memberships of it. You know, our core business, as everybody knows, is restaurants, entertainment, hospitality. So we're really excited about this Club 3 opportunity.
I'm Fred.
My name is Fred Hsu. I've been in tech for about 20 years. I've started bootstraps, scaled several sort of multi-hundred-million-dollar businesses, got them acquired by either private equity or public companies, or large companies or large gaming companies. I met the folks here at Planet Hollywood and also Animoca over the past year or so, based in California. And definitely interested in sort of seeing where the future of Web3 and sort of in real life converges.
You mentioned Club 3 in your answer there, Gio. What locations have you thought about beyond LA then? Or is that primarily the focal point for the foreseeable future for the project?
Definitely for the foreseeable future. We don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. But, you know, Los Angeles being the first location, and additional locations will be the cities that we'll focus on are cities that are already well adopted into the kind of Web3 ecos. So Miami's on the forefront of that culture. So we're looking at Miami, Toronto, London, etc. But again, still we're concentrating on Los Angeles right now.
As we know, this has been jointly launched with Animoca. Can you tell us more about how that came to be and how Yatsu himself got personally involved?
Yeah, sure. So this goes back to the joint venture that we've entered into, Planet Hollywood, with Animoca a little over a year ago. Meta Hollywood was the start of that. And we knew that we were going to have various verticals within that ecosystem of Meta Hollywood. And as kind of a natural extension into our expertise and what Animoca has to offer, we're launching this Club 3 concept, which bridges the gap between a digital world and a physical world. And so we're very excited about that. I know Yat has been excited to continually increase the Web3 ecosystem, and very excited again to get into the physical portion of socializing, networking within a Web3 ecosystem.
What can you tell or explain to the audience about the membership pass then, which of course is an NFT, how this might be used across the Club 3 ecosystem?
So very similar to a traditional members club, although the membership itself will be recorded on the blockchain. So we'll have two main memberships. We'll have a social membership, a founder's membership, and then there'll be a global upgrade once you know, there's options for additional sites, but that'll allow the member to visit the additional sites when we get to that point. But the social membership gives you basically full access to the club and reservation opportunities and events, etc. And the founder's membership has some additional perks to it in terms of priority seating and reservations, a members-only lounge, additional access for special events, and things like that.
And just to add to the club ID sort of part of things, and a lot of this, as we talk about digital assets, conveying certain benefits, both sort of digitally and physically, club ID helps sort of take these digital assets, kind of activates them sort of for these real life experiences, sort of obviously powered by Web3 and sort of the blockchain technology behind the scenes. So kind of think about club ID as sort of the platform to help with secure access, you know, token authentication, for any of these type of events and experiences and beyond.
Are the pass utilities purely physical then, or are there some digital ones to be announced further down the road?
Also, there'll be some digital aspects. That's not our immediate priority in terms of the utility of it. The main takeaway is, because that membership is on the blockchain, different from traditional memberships, there isn't any application fees, there isn't any maintenance fees or recurring fees, etc., because we're relying on the transactions. If someone were to trade them on the secondary market and things like that, that takes care of that portion of the economics. So it's very unique in that respect. But you know, we're offering all this membership early access to certain communities, etc., including those members of the Animoca ecosystem. So that's kind of the immediate perk, but there'll be, you know, additional perks in the future to your question.
And what about audience then? Who is your target audience with Club 3, and just how exclusive are we talking?
So right there, you know, off the bat, we have that exclusivity because it is a limited number for a fairly large restaurant, you know, 10,000 square feet that we're looking at. In addition to that, I mean, the target market is those individuals that live and work in that Web3 ecosystem. But of course, we're marketing as well to those that are curious, those that, at least on a business basis, you know, want to interact in the Web3 space, socialize, network in the Web3 space as Web2 industry starts adopting Web3 technologies to reach their customers, etc. So it's really open to anybody. But it's really focused on, you know, increasing the ecosystem of the Web3 community.
Okay, then. Well, we're going to take a short pause in the podcast here. And listen up, because if you are looking for the super secret code phrase, it is join the club. That's join the club. Do check the Forge social channels for details of how to enter the code for your chance to win a fantastic membership to Club 3. Good luck, and back to the podcast. You mentioned exclusive events for the community, Fred. What do these look like then?
Yeah, so we're going to have some pretty exciting sort of kickoff events starting with starting this month, actually here at LA, the home of, you know, the first new club. You know, even as early as tomorrow, we're going to have events ranging from sort of 300 people all the way up to 400 people. Again, our target demographic here is going to be a lot of people in the Web3 ecosystem, sort of LA local tastemakers, people traveling from town, obviously LA being sort of a hub of travel or sort of Web3 destinations. So a lot of interesting places, mostly around Hollywood, LA, downtown LA, Santa Monica, and so forth.
Yeah, and to add to that, as we're familiar, all of us are with the circuit of these NFT weeks across, you know, the world in these different cities. But it's very important for us to have kind of a static hub in certain areas, and Club 3 being the first kind of static hub where we can host these events that are either, you know, hosted by local Web3 businesses, or, you know, some sort of, like Fred said, kind of a Web3 influencer, et cetera, where they have this hub, this centralized area where they have the private meeting areas, or if they want to book a certain room and have like a lunch and learn or some sort of dinner networking event or cocktail networking event, all that stuff will be programmed throughout the year. And then we don't have to wait for next year's LA event, or, you know, next month's Miami event, et cetera.
Sure.
just how Web3 is Club3 then? And do membership holders have a say in how the club's facilities and events and things like that are designed?
Yes. So it's similar to the ethos of Web3. I think the easy items to execute right off the bat would be the democratization of special events, a limited time offering of menus and beverages, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, featuring, you know, maybe a local chef or a celebrity chef or an influencer chef, things like that that deal with the programming of the menu offering and the offering of the restaurant is something that we can immediately kind of provide to the community the opportunity to vote on.
And we haven't mentioned the three tiers yet, including a super exclusive founders tier, which I've got to be honest, looks just incredible. What do you get for that then?
On the high level, we have VIP access to the first run cocktail menu. So again, as we start voting in the community of new cocktails to try.
Sign me up.
Yep, exactly. we'll have a special event, special weekend, special day for founders to come and visit us, kind of taste it, give us their opinion. We'll have a specific lounge for the founders. They'll have the ability to make reservations for non-members so that they can invite friends and co-workers, etc. VIP access to special events, to pop-up events. So that's kind of the founders' overarching perks that are over and above the social.
I'm sure the audience would love to hear more about Planet Hollywood's Web3 ambitions as well. Is Club3 just the beginning?
Absolutely, yeah. And then, you know, Planet Hollywood as a lifestyle brand, you know, has been branching out to hotels and resorts, et cetera, for quite a while, casinos. You know, we've been in the space for not too long, but at the same time, Web3, you know, for anybody that's been in kind of Web3 for the last 2-3 years, they kind of are considered, you know, not experts, but have been in the space for a while, even though it's been a short time. But no, we love the opportunity to, you know, increase the ecosystem of the community of Web3 and giving them IRL opportunities because, you know, we still thirst for that, right? We're not going to live in a purely digital world anytime soon. And, you know, if COVID has taught us anything, it just, you know, the demand gets built up and it gets continually built up. And it's been glaringly obvious that people still desire and thirst for that social interaction, the networking, and just a face-to-face meeting.
We always like to end the podcast with a prediction question, chaps, and today is no different, I'm afraid. So here we go, and one for you both. Where do you see the future of NFTs as membership cards?
So the future of NFTs for me ties back to some of the practical use cases. Even when you look at companies like Starbucks, Starbucks Rewards Program, I know they have a new digital version of their rewards Starbucks card or Starbucks points, right? It's used pretty ubiquitously here in the States. It's tied to a person's identity. It's not tied to a piece of paper or necessarily a ticket, right? That's transferable. And I think the future of NFT really has to sort of assemble around identifying the people. So sort of like you are the ticket, right? It doesn't matter what you hold, really anything. It's certainly stable and secure, like the blockchain, to identify you as that person. That target audience is going to be key, and it's been pretty well understood, I think, for decades now. So I definitely think the future of NFTs is membership cards, membership or identity cards to some degree is going to be the future.
Gio?
Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, the foundational element for Web3 for me was obviously digital ownership, as you know, a user navigates, you know, the internet or digital assets. I think, you know, NFTs and the blockchain provide the ability to have some transparency and authenticity in people's day-to-day interactions, and, you know, in terms of membership access and cards and event tickets, etc. It just seems like it's going to be the natural progression. So, you know, to really have a close-knit community of like-minded individuals, and the ownership that follows that, I think it's going to be widely adopted.
Fantastic. And just finally, if any of the listeners would like to reach out for more information, how's best to get in touch or find out more about the Club 3 project?
You can visit club3members.com for registration, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at club3members on both Twitter and Instagram.
Fred, Gio, thank you very much indeed.
All right, I appreciate the time.
Thanks so much.
So there we have it, a wonderful whistle-stop tour of all things Club 3. Don't forget to make use of the code word, and we'll see you soon for the next edition of You, Me, and Web3. Until then, take care.